Today's savvy TV viewers pride themselves on their ability to predict which shows will be truly awful. Now, with the help of our TV critic David Bianculli, this is a skill we can all master.
Anyone who saw Green Acres knows it wasn't one of TV's finest hours, or half hours, but there was a way to know that without ever seeing an episode, thanks to the 10 early warning signs of bad TV. One of the few advantages a TV show has over a book is that you can judge a TV show by its cover, or at least by its title. By watching out for a few key words or phrases, you can save yourself from exposure to those shows that would, after you've seen them, make you want to scream, or shower. These warning signs are like mathematical theorems and are occasionally changed when contrary evidence presents itself. Green Acres, for example, would at one time have been identified by the rule that said, beware of shows with colors in their title. That rule worked just fine in the days of Red Fox, Green Hornet, and Pink Lady, but it was made obsolete by The White Shadow, 10-Speed and Brown Shoe, and Hill Street Blues. But just as surely as there are new shows to replace the old, there are new rules to replace the old. Here's a current list of the 10 early warning signs of bad TV. Enjoy them and employ them. Rule 1. Avoid all shows that abuse spelling or grammar. This rule protects viewers from Gimme a Break and the recently revived Me and Mrs. C. In the past, it nailed down such putrid programs as Different Strokes, which was spelled without an E, and We Got It Made, which was made without a brain. Rule 2. Shows that call themselves amazing aren't. Amazing stories should have been titled Marginally Interesting Stories. And who remembers The Amazing Dunninger, The Amazing Polgar, The Amazing Spider-Man? Amazing. Rule 3. Shows with new in the title are not improved. That means skip the new Mike Hammer and the new Gidget and any other show that follows in the tradition of the new adventures of Perry Mason or the new Christy Minstrels. It's okay to apply this rule to all game shows, including the Newlywed Game, but don't get carried away and avoid Newhart. Rule 4. If a show changes its title, change the channel. Here's another reason to skip the new Mike Hammer, which used to be called, I don't know, the old Mike Hammer. It also applies to Nothing Is Easy, which used to be Together We Stand. If the product's good, the label won't change. Rule 5. See if you can guess the next rule by listening to this audio daily double. Right, those themes were all from shows with numbers in their title. Hawaii 5-0, Route 66, 77 Sunset Strip. Rule number 5 is, numbers don't add up to much. The exception is 60 Minutes, but otherwise the rule warns against such shows as 2020, West 57th, 227, and Take 5. It also predicted the demise of 1986, the show, not the year. Rule 6, spin away from spin-offs. The Tortellis was such an inferior spin-off of Cheers that it should have been called Booze, spelled with an S, not a Z-E. And the same rule will apply probably next year to the Lisa Bonet spinoff of The Cosby Show. Rule 7. Beware of exclamation points. This means shows like Gimme a Break and Sledgehammer. And That's Incredible, if you remember that. Excitement in the title means no excitement in the show. Stay away from these. This means you. Rule 8. Never watch anything with an Osmond in it. This rule is self-explanatory and has no exceptions. Rule 9. Question all question marks. For several seasons now, the correct answer to any question posed in a show's title has been total apathy. What really happened to the class of 65? Who cares? Who done it? Who cares? Who's the boss? Who cares? You again? Not me. Rule 10. If a show changes addresses, don't follow. There are a few welcome exceptions to this rule, but in most cases, a move to another network means a drop in quality. This is true of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, which was canceled by NBC, but is alive barely on the USA network. Most TV shows were bad enough when they're fresh. Who needs leftovers?
David Bianculli is the television critic for the New York Post.